On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney James Bandebleu is here talking about foreign bank accounts and foreign income. Can you own a bank account outside of the United States?
Yes, you can. However, you would need to report the income from that bank account on your U.S. income tax return if you're a U.S. citizen or U.S. resident. And in addition to that, there are other forms on which you may need to report the existence of that account to the Internal Revenue Service and or U.S. Department of Treasury.
I would think there are two groups that would be fairly likely to have a foreign bank account. One would be people from somewhere else who have settled here, perhaps for jobs. And the other would be people who own a place in Canada and want a checking account to pay their hydro bills.
Yes, and we've seen both subsets. And in addition to that, people, you know, born in the United States and maybe lived here for a few months or a few years and then moved back to Canada and have lived, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 years in Canada and have all of their finances there. So have many, you know, non-U.S. bank accounts, and those are considered foreign accounts for this purpose.
The IRS has been cracking down on this because people, a small group of people, frequently very rich, have been playing games.
That's exactly right. And that was the impetus, really, for the IRS's crackdown on this was, you know, individuals who were parking money in offshore bank accounts in Switzerland or the Cayman Islands. However, it has really created awareness for the other individuals who were the individuals that really weren't aware that they needed to be reporting income from, you know, non-U.S. bank accounts that may be in their country of residence as opposed to, you know, U.S. individuals residing in the U.S. who are parking money in foreign bank accounts.
If you own a house in Canada and you're paying your bills, is there a cutoff limit that you don't have to go through the paperwork?
There is, although it's, you know, it's a relatively small number. The requirement to file what's known as the Foreign Bank Account Report, or FBAR for short, there's a $10,000 de minimis exception where if you're, the high balance in the account was under $10,000, then you do not need to file that report. However, you would still need to include any income from that account on your U.S. federal income tax return.
We undoubtedly have new immigrants who are supporting family back home, and I could see more than $10,000 in the account. Do people come to you and say, well, I've been doing this for years. What do I do?
They do. We've had many people come to us in that situation. And, you know, it's always a difficult conversation because they don't understand why they need to be doing that. But it's because the U.S. taxes its U.S. citizens and U.S. residents on their worldwide income and also, you know, requires these reports to be filed in, you know, as a tool to combat offshore tax evasion or a tool for the U.S. government to identify those foreign accounts, the existence of those accounts. And there are a few programs out there right now that the IRS has, which are voluntary disclosure programs where these individuals can come forward. However, depending on the circumstances, the voluntary disclosure program may not be an amnesty program. There may still be penalties involved in coming forward, but in the IRS's view, they may be a lesser penalty than the IRS could impose outside of the voluntary disclosure program.
Now, everybody knows the banks in Switzerland or in Liechtenstein or someplace else aren't ever going to tell the IRS who has accounts there, right?
That's not necessarily the case. Right now, the IRS has an agreement with the Swiss government, and it's requiring, you know, information sharing and more than there was previously. And the IRS is and the U.S. government in general is obtaining information from sources where it never did before. It's not as it once was where you can put the money over there and feel safe that it will not be disclosed.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, James Bandebleu has been here, and we've been talking about, well, those overseas accounts that you don't really think are important, even to the IRS. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.